Welcome to Well That Was Weird, the podcast, the show where two metalheads answer the internet's weirdest questions, share stories, and give their opinions on things no one cares about. My name is Isaiah. You have to admit, no matter what your gender, when you saw Wicked Game by Chris Isaac for the first time, we'd smash.
And I'm Chance, and I thank God, Allah, Tom Cruise, whoever, every day that I'm not sexually attracted to feet.
Let's get weird. Welcome back.
What? Okay. I was just thinking though, like, about that, like, your accent you just did there with the, like, little bit of a voice crack.
Yeah.
Why is that kind of a thing?
What?
Like, I figure that voice you did is kind of very stereotypical. Oh. With that, like, weird little, like,
inflections. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, like, why is that a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is that a thing?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I've known people that kind of talk like that, but it's not as intense. It's like way overdone.
Well, just, yeah, sure.
It's like the typical Disney voice for like a hound dog.
Yes.
Like, oh, Lord. Like Fox and the Hound or whatever before he gets hit by that Model T or however that movie ended. I don't know.
I don't think so, but... No.
I just remember a big goofy car. And somebody dies at the
end. I just remember a lot of those old Disney movies were horrifying for us as kids. There's no wonder that most of us have some sort of trauma.
Horrifyingly racist.
Thanks well, yeah.
Walt.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, just even thinking about a lot of those movies, they were really...
They're really, really scary.
Yeah.
Well, one.
I remember being scared of Fantasia.
Yeah, Fantasia was terrifying. Yeah. The devil coming out of the mountain. He's like, brr. Dude, the end of Aladdin, when Jafar becomes a genie, that was horrible.
I just remember on Fantasia being scared of the whole random sequence where it shows, like, life, like, all the dinosaurs.
So long.
And they're, like, walking along, and there's no food, and they're, like, literally dropping dead of no water. And, like, dying of starvation, and there's, like, baby dinosaurs. Like,
it'd be even worse if there was, like, a 50s over, like, audio overlay. And this is what happens when people take all of the food away from the animals in 14 years.
It was pretty
the world
horrifying.
Of tomorrow.
It was pretty horrifying, honestly.
See, Billy, you take that spear your father fashioned for you in the Boy Scouts, and you kill animals with it. The world of tomorrow.
Fascinating. It's like a guy like stabbing a dead animal.
It's like the nuclear family, but they're just like gutting animals. You've got to protect the neighborhood, Bill.
I'm actually surprised we didn't see more of that in those old cartoon movies.
Talking about horrible retro videos, there is one. It was like a serial that went out. It's called Catching the Gay.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a black and white film.
Kind of like Reefer Madness kind of thing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It was like much shorter, but it was this kid, and he like definitely gets coaxed in to go fishing with a pedophile.
Oh.
And it's like an old man, like a young boy, and he's like, hey, Tommy, you want to look at dirty magazines?
Oh, but my
for
God.
Whatever reason, it was like about Catching the Gay.
What?
I don't. Yeah, it was real confusing. It's probably on YouTube.
Confusing.
Hey, off subject. I just had an idea for a website.
Okay, let's do this.
Only beans.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to go into detail. I just want you to come up with what it's about. Only beans. Is it sexual?
Absolutely. It's just like OnlyFans, but it's just people who do weird shit with beans.
Yeah, it's either... I was thinking it's either just sexual stuff, just pictures of beans, or cat toes.
Ooh.
Toe beans.
Ooh. See, that's one of those things. It's like one of those things on the internet where you see the title and you're going to go ahead and roll the dice on it, thinking that this could either be really horrible or really cool.
Yeah, you're definitely going to click on it.
Definitely going to click on it.
Do we already talk about OnlyFans wasn't porn?
What?
When it started?
What was it?
It was for personal trainers and chefs to like hold almost like master class kind of thing.
Oh.
And then very quickly it devolved into sex.
Into porn. Well, yeah. I mean, that's just kind of what happens to everything pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Twitch. Twitch was gaming. Twitch is now like 70% porn.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't ever go on Twitch.
No. I don't really either, but yeah, it's like 70% porn at this point.
Yeah, you'll have like, no offense, female gamers. There's nothing against female gamers, but a lot of those girls that clearly get on there wearing nothing.
Yes.
And it's like, hey, like maybe you're actually good at Call of Duty, but I'm too distracted.
they're like, hey, come watch me play Dota. And you're like, okay, cool, let's see what's going on. And then you click on it, and they're, like, sitting in a swimming pool full of Jello in, like, a bathing suit, like, with their keyboard, like, propped up on a TV tray outside the pool. And you're like, okay, not really what I thought I was getting here, but...
I can't. And that's how I know that I'm a married man, and, like, I'm getting old, because I'll go to click on stuff, and it'll be, like, some chick with her boobs out, and she's like, hey, look at this. I'm like, I audibly go, ugh, and keep going, just keep scrolling.
Dude, Instagram is kind of like that, too.
I can't. I almost turned my Instagram off the other day.
Swear to God.
All the meme pages I follow, that's all it is. It's like, I can't believe she's made her OnlyFans free. And I'm like, I can't believe there's no fucking memes on this page anymore.
I still get memes, but like if I go to the Discover page, like the search page to like go look for a certain account, my search page is just nothing but like TikTok thoughts.
Yeah. I've twisted my algorithm on there. So it's only also how you know I'm a nerd is when you go to my search page, it's either like people making horrible food or Warhammer painting.
Mine is a giant mix of music gear and Insta sluts.
Can't escape them, dude. I'll be like, oh yeah, Warhammer, Insta slut, Warhammer. God damn it.
Oh, that's about right. In other news, this week, Henderson, which is the little suburb that I live in here in Vegas, got destroyed by a microburst a couple days ago.
The rain?
Yeah. We got a microburst here. It, like, knocked out power. It knocked down power lines.
Jesus. It has been it's raining today.
Yeah.
And it's rained several days this week. And I'm going to do the dad thing.
We needed it.
We needed it.
No, Steph was out having lunch with one of her friends, and they were trapped in the restaurant for like 2.5 hours because they couldn't leave.
Torrential downpour.
It rained so much that when she went to leave the intersection right there, that's the intersection, you'll know what I'm talking about, like Stephanie and Warm Springs.
Yeah.
That, you know, big like commercial area.
Was it just a flood?
It was a flood, and there was cars floating in the middle of the intersection, no stalled out.
No way, dude.
Like,
well, they built Vegas without a drainage system. Yeah. Pretty like much. Sections of Vegas do have it,
yeah.
But the main sewage, it goes down like 2 feet. Yeah. Like it's nothing.
Yeah. So there was just cars stalled out everywhere. The park not far from here had a bunch of trees ripped up. It like tore up the baseball fields.
Jesus.
And it was an actual mess. And she was like, "What do I do?" And she was asking me, "You know, I don't think I can come home yet." I'm like, "What are you talking about? It's like barely raining here."
Yeah. Seriously, you can walk 30 feet and it's like tornado.
that's kind of that's how she was kind of describing it. Well, actually, since we're on the subject of tornadoes, this story came across my feed this past week or so. And this is in Russia. I'm kind of surprised, but not.
Okay.
I guess. This sounds like more of an Australia problem.
Does it involve giant animals or fire at all?
No.
Okay.
Billions of small animals.
Yeah, that sounds like Australia. It's got, it's got the Aussies written all over it.
It does, doesn't it? So basically, swarms of mosquitoes have turned into basically a tornado. It's a mosquito tornado in Russia.
That's a wonderful name for a band.
Mosquito Tornado?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Oh, what if you just... We start this band and we just dress up like really shitty mosquitoes.
I love it.
Like we're just wearing spandex with like giant fake needle noses and like big wings.
I feel like that's kind of a knockoff of the band The Locust, but I'm okay with it.
Do they dress like animals or
they
insects?
They dress like bugs.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I'm okay with it.
That could be our tagline. We're like The Locust, but we suck.
But without synthesizers.
Okay. Yeah. No, we're not going to count. It's going to be like a two-piece band.
It's going to be two-piece gore grind.
Yeah, absolutely. Noise is going to go.
You know, kind of like Mortician, but worse.
Ooh.
But way less talented.
A minute and a half of just horror samples and then 10 seconds of riffs. Don't go over there, Johnny. Just all fucking just fuzz in the headphones.
So there's actually a couple articles I pulled up about this because it's just too good. because this article, we can actually watch video.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that.
Is it like The Mummy where people like get hit with a swarm and then as it moves away, there's just a husk left behind?
I would say so.
That's goddamn terrifying.
It just says residents of the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia are bravely venturing outdoors to record seemingly infinite mosquitoes swarming the eastern coast, which is alongside the Bering Sea, the northernmost part of the Pacific Ocean. In a nightmarish turn of events, a video obtained by East to West News shows millions of mosquitoes amass and swirl to form tornadic pillars. There's multiple. This wasn't one singular mosquito tornado.
What is happening up there, dude?
It says, that's right, a behemoth whirlwind of blood-sucking bugs.
That's a movie. That's a movie. And there's a movie. You know there's got to be one old Russian dude out there with a World War II flamethrower, and he's just... like, go back to hell. It sends you back where you belong, you bastards.
It says that Alexei.
Of fucking course his name is Alexei.
From the area, told the East to West News that the cloud of mosquitoes appeared to endure for several hundred meters.
His brother, Igor.
Yeah. In which he saw several giant pillars of the insects. So there's got to be at least four or five, maybe.
Gangs
of
territory.
Roaming tornado gangs of mosquitoes.
You can get diseases from mosquitoes.
So absolutely. Like malaria and West Nile and...
Good Lord. There's just waves of them.
Look at all those.
It's like smoke rising.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it basically just says that there were... these are male mosquitoes swarming around one of several females in order to mate. So it's, pretty common occurrence, apparently. They've said that this is a regular occurrence in this region of Russia.
This is just a normal thing?
This is like a normal thing, apparently.
Do they all have mosquito suits?
I'd be wearing one of those, like, full-on, like, Tyvek hazmat suits.
Yeah, dude, I'd be straight up bubble boy.
Absolutely.
Like, there's no
way. I hate mosquitoes.
Can you imagine washing your car? And most people in Russia, I'm going to go out on a limb, don't own a vehicle. Depending on where they're at. Or if they do, it's like a World War II, like, truck that runs off diesel fuel and, like, old cigarette butts.
Vodka and cigarette
butts.
Yeah,
dude.
Babushka. Oh, yeah.
That sucks. That is awful.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, pretty much what's happening. And apparently the hordes of mosquitoes are so big that you can actually see them on weather radar. Like, you know, like if you watch the weather radar and you can see the little like green blobs coming to you, and you're like, that's rain.
Kind of like how
that's like mosquitoes.
Like Bezos's wiener ship showed up as a giant dick on a weather radar.
It's funny because that actually happened in Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Dr. Evil flew away in a penis spaceship.
Did you see his post space interview?
Yes.
When he wore a cowboy hat. They were like, is this going to like push you to go back? And he was like, hell yeah, it is. And then he let out that maniacal laugh that was like, ha, 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 ha. And it's like, you're a villain, dude.
You're actually Dr. Evil. Like,
so do you think it's going to be Bezos versus Elon Musk?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know,
Elon Musk has an Iron Man suit. He's waiting. Absolutely. He's fucking waiting.
He's already made a flamethrower.
Yeah.
I mean... I'm waiting for it to escalate to the point that Elon Musk tries to use his flamethrower on Jeff Bezos.
He's going to be like, all right, Bezos, here you go. And he's just going to light him up, and then he's going to be like, haha, I killed him. And then the flame is going to dissipate, and Jeff Bezos is going to be like, think again, and he's perfectly unscathed. We're like, what? He's like, that's my hologram.
Please, can we make it a pay-per-view wrestling event and get some of the old announcers from WWF to do it?
Jesus. This Saturday night.
I just can only imagine. By God, it's Mark Zuckerberg with a steel chair.
Mark Zuckerberg just beamed in from his lizard tower. Oh my God.
Please, let's get JR to do it.
Musk is using his laser vision. That was off the table for the match. Bezos just hired a bunch of Mexicans to beat him with a ladder.
That's so bad.
But he's not letting them go to the bathroom.
Oh, God. I love how people were just talking so much shit about him. They're like, apparently Jeff Bezos needed a bathroom break on his 11-minute space flight.
Jeez. Yeah, they didn't even like fully go into space, did they?
No.
They like went.
It's like subspace, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, I'm going to keep it going here with the animal stories. According to Smithsonian Magazine, meth pollution in waterways turns trout into addicts.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It says, like humans, fish can get addicted to methamphetamine and go through withdrawal.
Hell yeah. Meth trout.
Dude, meth trouts. We got
meth gators.
We got meth gators, meth trouts, coke bears.
Yeah.
Oh, my. we need another shirt. We should just do, like, a two-run shirt. Of just all the, like, the meth animals. Like, the drug... It says drug-imals on the back.
Drug-imals.
You want to be a drug-imal, subscribe to our Patreon that we don't have.
It needs to... But, let's see, the gator, though, needs to be, like, your typical Florida meth head. So...
Yeah. The meth gator's wearing, like, cargo shorts and, like, a beach, like, like an air sprayed shirt, you know? You know, like Myrtle Beach. Meth trout.
It's got to be like Midwest, though.
Yeah, he's definitely got like a cowboy hat on or something. Oh, he's wearing a bolo tie.
A bolo tie.
Coke Bear's got a shirt that says Getting Lucky in Kentucky. He's wearing Vans and like a windbreaker. He's like a hardcore kid. He's got X's on the back of his hands. It says when humans dispose of trash or chemicals in waterways, our aquatic neighbors might regard that waste as food. In a new study published in the Journal of Experimental Biology, researchers tested the effect of methamphetamine, a common drug found in wastewater. Wait, hold on.
Common?
It's a common drug found in wastewater?
Oh, God. Okay.
All right, on brown trout.
Is that like another name for a turd?
Salmon. Fishing out of brown trout. by placing them in a water tank spiked with meth.
So
this was tested on them.
So they put the trout in a tank
filled with meth.
Filled with meth water.
You think there was a guy that was like specifically meant to like stir it up like Kool-Aid?
They just call him Chef.
Thank you, Chef. We need more meth, you fucking idiot.
Or Cookie.
Thank you, Chef. By placing them in the water spike to the drug, the outcome isn't exactly surprising. Brown trout can get hooked on meth, too.
Well, I'm not exactly surprised by that, okay.
Meth use has skyrocketed in the United States and in Europe in the recent years, especially during the pandemic, reports carry Arnold for National Geographic. Meth isn't completely absorbed when consumed, eventually exiting the body in your poop.
Okay.
In their current state, wastewater treatment plants aren't equipped to remove this kind of contaminant. So that means they're saying here people aren't dumping meth into the waterways.
People are doing so much meth.
Their poop that gets eaten by trout gets the trout addicted to meth.
I can only imagine what Lake Mead is full of.
A lot of corpses. Not as much water these days.
Not as much water.
Not as much water. At an all-time low, actually, which we're running out of.
I'm kind of concerned.
I'm a bit concerned. In their current state, wastewater treatment plants aren't equipped to remove this kind of contaminant. As a result, meth-laced sewage water released back into the environment still contains high levels of meth. Quote, where methamphetamine users are, there's also methamphetamine pollution. Wow. Writes study author Pavel Horky. Ooh. A behavioral ecologist at the Czech University of Life Sciences in Prague.
Okay.
Well, they got a problem with meth in Prague, huh? Dude's just painting beautiful murals high on meth. Because I just assume anyone that's European is cultured. A lot of beheadings over there, though. It's a little concerning. The team of researchers studied the effects of the drug on brown trout by replicating meth-polluted wastewater conditions in the lab. The researchers placed 60 trout in a water tank spiked with methamphetamine that matched the levels of discharge from wastewaters in Czechia and Slovakia.
Okay, I have to interrupt real quick. I don't know how it works in the Czech Republic, or is that what it's called now?
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm assuming this study is affiliated with, like, a university?
I think so, yeah.
Well, typically with scientific studies affiliated with a university, you have to make a proposal for what you're studying to get, like, funding for it. And, like, so that way you can say, these are the materials I'm going to need to do this study.
Like, what do you need? It's like, just give me a tank of trout and a lot of meth.
That's what I was just thinking, is like, how did you pitch that successfully?
This dude had a theory, like, written up. He had, like, a hypothesis.
He wrote like, a paper on this.
Yeah, he wrote a paper, and he goes in, and you know he's, like, sweaty, lack of sleep, probably smoking a cigarette. Absolutely. Because it's Prague, and they let you smoke everywhere. Yes. I'm just assuming.
Children smoke over there. Yeah,
children just putting it out in, like, back of their hands or whatever they do. And do they have gypsies in the Czech Republic?
They do.
A bunch of meth gypsies. God damn. Werewolves.
Werewolves.
Werewolves, a whole lot of them on meth. They're just like scratching themselves. Oh my God. This next line. Jesus, where did it go? Oh. The trout were forced to quit cold turkey after 2 months of swimming in methy waters. These trout moved around less than the clean trout. A sign of withdrawal, according to the researchers. Horky's team also found traces of meth in their brains up to 10 days after exposure.
Oh.
Happened.
Okay.
The researchers also gave meth-doped trout and clean trout the option of entering a stream contaminated with meth or another without.
Okay.
Compared to the clean trout, meth-exposed trout preferred to return to the stream with the meth.
Okay. Not a surprise there. Okay.
You guys got $20, huh? You know, I'll pay you back next week. I'm going to get my check.
Oh, speaking of that, I'll
yeah, give you... we're going to get to a $20 story here in a second. They definitely called this a sign of addiction. The observed change in trout behavior due to meth consumption could be detrimental for trout in the wild. Torpid trout could have difficulties finding food, adhering to their usual migration patterns and finding mates, mostly because they're performing sexual favors on other trout to get more meth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why they can't find mates.
Like, man, I haven't been able to catch any fish these last couple days.
They're giving desperate hand jobs. Yeah,
for Ricky, because they're giving hand jobs by the tower down there and just handing out handies. For just a fish flops up on the water. Like, you got meth? Hey, man, I'll take you off for some meth. Jesus. Yeah, this goes back to 2018 when they found cocaine pollutants disrupted migratory behavior of critically endangered European eels. We're such trash people. Humans are such trash.
God, we suck. Okay.
Yeah, it goes on for another minute. That's about where we need to end it, though.
Yeah. Speaking of people desperate for $20.
Yeah. We're going to do something here.
Okay.
Can we do this while we record?
Yeah. I'm already connected.
Okay.
So, cool. Okay. So I got a random call, yesterday afternoon from a phone number in Levelland, Texas, which is like outside of a city that I used to live in Texas.
So definitely it's pointing towards a missed dial.
Yes. Because my phone number is actually still the Texas area code.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm like, okay, it was a missed dial, but I got left a voicemail by some person, and I don't really know how to explain what I heard. But
let's hear it.
Robert, it's Burke. You got some mail over here. I need you to bring me $20. You ain't give me nothing for my birthday, so bring me $20. Let it be for my birthday.
Yeah.
Were you only hearing that on one side of your headphones?
Yes.
Okay. Bring me $20.
You ain't give me nothing for my birthday.
What a shitty thing. Well, first of all, he calls him, hey, you didn't give me anything for my birthday, so just give me $20.
I mean, that's got to be some desperation for something.
That's, yeah. I couldn't tell. That definitely, it was either an old person or someone without teeth.
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely missing teeth involved.
Give me that $20. Give me nothing for my birthday.
Sorry, I'm just sounding like Bill Cosby.
A little bit. Oh, yeah, he's getting released soon, isn't he?
No, he's already out.
Oh, yeah, he's already out.
Yeah, because he's like...
Isn't he like going on a tour? Like, soon?
Is he?
Yeah, like a
that man's
tour.
Gonna die. He's gonna die. They're gonna kill him.
Yeah, I think he's going on like a comedy tour.
He's like 90 years old and he's a rapist. Just give up, dude.
I don't know.
Go die in your house.
Maybe he's out of money.
Just lay low, dude.
Of course, you know there's gonna be a bunch of people that are like, no, no cancel culture. I'm gonna go see Bill Cosby. I don't give a shit.
Bill Cosby's a goddamn national treasure. I'm still about putting pops and wear sweaters every fucking day of my life.
Dude, he wasn't funny to me, honestly.
Like, his stand up, what was it, like Bill Cosby himself, the one from like maybe like the early 80s?
Yeah, he.
Late 70s? That was killer.
Was it?
Amazing stand up. It's so good. It's so funny. But it's kind of hard to watch now.
It's definitely hard to watch knowing that after most of those shows, he probably drugged a woman and tried to rape her.
Yeah.
And now he got the audacity to be posting pictures like, hey, look at me. Like, no, dude.
No, absolutely not.
Bring me $20.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Speaking of other horrible things, I came across this news story, came from Global News Canada. The story is fairly short, but the story itself is pretty horrific, I guess.
Okay.
But apparently, a 25-year-old chef has died after falling into a vat of boiling soup at a wedding hall in Iraq.
Did he yell, soup of the day, and then just like jump in, and his screams were quickly muffled by just wedding music?
Apparently, a large wedding venue in the northern Iraqi region, this guy was preparing for a large feast. The victim was cooking a giant pot of chicken soup when he slipped and fell in. I don't know how big this pot was.
I'm assuming pretty big for him to fall into it.
I just picture like he's got to be stirring it with like a boat oar.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's definitely he's standing on a ladder. Got to be.
Yeah, apparently, though, he suffered third-degree burns on 70% of his body.
And then died?
And was taken to a hospital. He died five days later.
That would have been funny if it was like he died 5 years later from a heart attack. he got hit by a car.
I mean, that's about the end of the story, but I was just thinking...
That sucks.
Like, how horrific is that to be stirring a giant vat of soup, fall in, and get... Like, it was boiling, so he boiled himself alive.
You know there was somebody at that wedding that was like, oh my God, and everybody's like, get him out. There was like one guy's like, hey, but are we still having the soup? Yeah.
He's like, it's still okay, right?
Like,
it's just got a little extra flavor in it.
He's like, I mean, it's a little saltier, but I think, honestly, everybody, I think it's okay. I think
you know that same fucking guy got out a spoon afterwards and tasted it.
He's like, no, it's pretty. I think we'll let it go fine for a little while longer. But fucking John C. Reilly, who I he didn't die technically in the suit, you know. So like, I think it's okay. He just kind of like fell in, you know. I just watched Kong Skull Island the other day. Have you seen it?
No.
When he's John C. Reilly's in it, and he's a World War II pilot that crashed on this island during the war, and they find him in the 60s, and they're like trying to get him out, and they're all like arguing, and he just starts fucking laughing. He's like, you shouldn't have come here. He's like, we're all gonna die. God, could we hire, like, could people hire us to call and like, I've seen those dudes that deliver bad news.
Yeah,
but could we do it as John C. Reilly?
Hey Megan, sorry, your boyfriend's been cheating on you. Oh, oops,
kind of awkward.
I'm sorry. This is really hard for me. Harder for you. Maybe hard for him, too, I guess. But, all right, well, you have a good one.
Just like a random rambling.
Hey, you got any, like, suggestions on where to eat around here? He gave me your address, but this is like a phone service, so I wasn't planning on coming by. I mean, like, you're a few towns over.
It's like, I'm not really into Mexican food.
I can't really do Indian food. It kind of, like, hurts my nose, you know?
It's like a mix between John C. Reilly and Bobcat Goldthwait. He's like,
I'm just going to give you some bad news.
Oh, this is so stupid.
I'm really sorry. I heard your turtle die. You got that promotion at work. Works out.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I can't believe this is my real life where I get to do some dumb shit like that.
Do you want to do the questions you had, and then we can end it?
Yeah. Okay. So I came across this question on Reddit, and I just thought it'd be kind of fun to see where we could go with this and answer it. Mm. So kind of like last episode where we came up with like kind of boring superpowers. This one is kind of a take on that, in which we have to come up with a superpower, but to use it, it's really inconvenient.
Okay.
You know, it's just like really inconvenient. So, you know, like just a great example, like, like, yeah, you can fly anywhere, but it gives you the shits as soon as you land.
Oh, as soon as you land.
Like, as soon as you land, you got to find a bathroom, like, yeah, right, like, immediately.
Okay. Okay. I'm thinking of ways around it. Always fly with trunks on. Okay. You just land in a pool. You land in someone's pool. And
just shit in their pool.
Just shit up somebody's pool. Just shit it up. Kind of just duck yourself, you know, shake your ass, clean yourself off. And then hop out, put some clean shorts on, dude. You're good. Good to go. Carry a backpack, my man.
This example that was given on here was, like, you can walk through walls, but for each wall, you have to eat an entire Popeye's biscuit with no drink.
Okay. Super strength, but anytime you use that super strength, you have an erection. Like, someone help, my husband's trapped under this car. I'll help. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, whoa. Oh, hold on.
It's a visible burner. You have to wear basketball shorts.
I love it.
Wolverine bone claws, not the adamantium bone claws, but yeah, every time you unleash the claws,
yeah,
you're removing a bone from somewhere in your body for, oh, that time. God. So, like, if I'm like, I want to pull the claws out of my left hand, like bones of my toes disappear.
Or your leg just goes floppy.
You're like, come here.
Come here so I can stab you.
Yeah, as soon as you retract them, it, like, the bone goes back.
I love it. I would just even say, like, even, like, dumb stuff, like, you can instantly teleport anywhere, but you always have wet socks.
That sucks.
Like, as soon as you get done teleporting, your socks are just slightly damp.
Oh, no. You're a perfectionist at any musical instrument you pick up, but you're deaf in one ear. You're tone deaf. So it's just very inconvenient the whole time.
You're like, oh gosh, you could take that like a long way. Like, you know, you're a perfectionist at any instrument you pick up, but you can't remember how to play any songs.
You have to relearn them.
You have to relearn them.
You can only play it in that moment.
In that moment. They can give you like the sheet music and you're like, oh, okay. And yeah, then like you can pick it out. But otherwise, if they're like, hey, let's rehearse, and you're like, I honestly have no fucking idea.
You have the most beautiful voice in the world. You can keep perfect pitch, but you're deaf while you sing.
Yeah, you can't hear yourself. You never
heard your own voice.
I love this idea. I would also say along the lines of, like, the socks. You know, like, you can, yeah, run at super speed, but you always get rocks in your shoes.
Oh, yeah, you can run at super speed, but you can only do it barefoot.
Oh, dang.
And they're not, like, protected.
Yeah. So you're just like, ah, ah, ah.
It's just bones by the end of it. Ah. Jesus. Wait. You are, let's see. This would only be, like, shitty in certain situations, I guess. You're invulnerable to projectiles of any kind, but they definitely ricochet off your body at, like, a horrific speeds. It's like if someone tried to shoot you, that bullet would go in a random direction.
And just might thing. Harm somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, like, how horrible do we want to get with this?
I mean, you could go really, really horrible, yeah, but...
You can spawn as much money as you want.
Okay.
But you can only do it... Let's say in like $5,000 increments, but each time you do it, a child dies.
Oh my God. I mean, isn't that kind of what Jeff Bezos says?
Basically, yeah.
Like, that's kind of like, you know, like, you know, if you think about it, you always hear that stupid question, like, you know, like every time you press a button, you get $1 million, but somebody dies. I'm like, isn't that kind of what like ultra rich people do anyway?
Someone would come if anyone ever came to me and were like, Isaiah, we're going to sit you down. magic is real. We have this button. Anytime you hit it, you get $1 million. Would you press and then that's all you hear. It's just me pressing the button. They're like, but someone dies. I'm like, is it random while I'm pressing it?
Is it random? Oh, do I know them? Have I ever met them?
Yeah. Is it family? Do I know them? They're like, no, stop. They're like, no, it's just random. I'm like, cool. I don't have that many people that I'm friends with. So. Very low chance anyone I know is going to die of it. Is it from any specific country or like was it just completely random? Like, does it start anywhere in particular and then move its way back?
Oh, God.
Like, it's chaos magic. We can't control it. I am the law.
Like, there's too many fucking people anyway.
Don't fear COVID. Fear me. He's more powerful than Bezos.
Blast peas.
Somewhere Jeff Bezos is like, his fucking soul's being sucked back into eternity. I've heard if you say Jeff Bezos' name backwards, it sends him back into the dimension from which he spawned.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, that was a lot of fun.
That was. That about wraps it up. If you've made it this far, hopefully you have. We're doing things a little bit different now. We're going to switch to a bi-weekly schedule to give us more time to get
to find stuff. Because much like last year, most of the news is really shitty and bad, so it's hard to find funny news.
It's getting harder to find funny news without just really, like, I don't want to say really laughing at horrible stuff because it's what we do every episode, but like...
Well, yeah, we laughed about a dude falling in a vat of soup.
Yeah, that sucks. It was hilarious. But, you know, we don't want to laugh or try to have to laugh at obviously horrible shit.
Yeah, like obviously horrible shit.
Oh, my God, that bus crash killed everybody on it. Ooh.
Yeah. It's not really us.
It's not our thing.
Not our thing. So we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Bye.